Great.
Thank you.
Thank you for working hard.
Yeah. To set up a tri-lat, you know. So.
And where do you want to do it?
I think he wants to make a deal for me. You understand that? As crazy as it sounds. Just sit down. Sit down, everybody.
Okay.
All right, wow. We just got a hot mic recording of Donald Trump speaking candidly about his relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin and about how he views this entire war. Now, Trump did not know he was being recorded when he was speaking to French President Emmanuel Macron. He didn't know that his mic was still hot. And in this clip that I'm about to play, Trump just gives away the whole game. You see immediately that he's been viewing this entire war through the lens of his own narcissism, which has been obvious from the get-go, but the way he words this statement, it's all about him. It's all about himself, and this war is very clearly all about his own legacy. It's not about the sovereignty of Ukraine or Ukrainian identity or children being abducted or civilians being bombed. It's about himself. Now, I'm going to play this clip in just 1 second, but first, I want to show you perhaps the worst moment of cognitive decline that we've seen throughout this entire presidency. Donald Trump is trying to address President Stubb of Finland, who is sitting right in front of him. Now, Trump reads off the name and looks around and goes, "Where is he? Where is he?" And it actually gets really awkward for a second there. Like, I was cringing. Spoiler alert, Stubb was sitting right in front of him. Watch this clip.
President Stubb of Finland, and he's somebody that, where are we here, huh? Where?
I'm right here.
Oh, you look better than I've ever seen you look. But you've done a great job, and we wanted to have you here.
Then he's barely able to read. He's got to look down to, like, read. And keep in mind, one more time, Stubb was sitting right in front of him. How do you not see that? Imagine if Biden would have done this. I know that talking point is very trite, but literally, if Biden would have done this, it would have been a news cycle for probably 3 weeks. There would have been calls for impeachment. Republicans' heads would have exploded on live TV, yet Trump is able to mess up the name while also talking about election fraud that he learned from Vladimir Putin, while also making unhinged jokes. How is this not a larger news cycle? Whatever media infrastructure we've had in place for the past decade has obviously failed us. That's why on this show, we relentlessly push back, relentlessly spread the truth, and bring you breaking news every single day. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. And without further ado, let's watch this clip of Donald Trump on a hot mic speaking to French President Emmanuel Macron. Now, this confirms the entire theory I've had for this war. This theory was also built a lot from Vlad Vexler. He has what he calls a theory of narcissistic supply with Trump. He says that Trump gets narcissistic supply from people like Vladimir Putin, from people like Kim Jong-un, from leaders that he views as more powerful than him. Somebody with this level of narcissism will look at Zelensky and look at him as weak. He looks at Zelensky and he thinks that this is a smaller country who is losing. Honestly, he looks at the way Zelensky dresses, or he did before, and he looks at that and demeans him. He thinks that that makes Zelensky weak. Meanwhile, he looks at Putin, and Trump's narcissism brain gets a source of supply, like a little buzz from Vladimir Putin that only confirms that his narcissistic ego is in the right. So in this clip, what Donald Trump says, I almost said Putin, but what's the difference at this point? Donald Trump says in this clip on Putin, quote, "I think he wants to make a deal for me. Do you understand?" As crazy as it sounds. That's what he says. It does sound crazy. Now, I'm gonna crank up the volume in the edit so you guys can hear this. Hopefully the audio is not too bad.
Great.
Thank you for working hard.
Yeah. To set up a tri-lat, you know. So.
And where do you want to do it?
I think he wants to make a deal for me. You understand that? As crazy as it sounds. Just sit down. Sit down, everybody.
Okay.
I think we'll let the press come in for a minute.
Waiting for the off.
Okay, so when he says we're going to set up a trilat, he's talking about a trilateral meeting between three countries, Ukraine, Russia, and the United States. They're talking about having a trilateral meeting, which honestly, you should not even talk to Vladimir Putin until he starts a ceasefire. But then Donald Trump says, Putin might end the war for me. He might make a deal for me. Do you understand? As crazy as it sounds. Okay, so that goes back to the theory of narcissistic supply very, very cleanly. Because Trump's entire theory of this war has not been based on the history of Russia or Vladimir Putin's mentality. Trump's theory is that he can end this war because he has a close relationship with Putin and because Putin likes him. Putin doesn't actually like it. Well, maybe he does for other reasons, but Putin views Trump as an absolute idiot. It's very, very clear. So when Trump says in this clip, "I think he wants to make a deal for me," what you see right there is Donald Trump's narcissism bleeding through to such a degree that he thinks Vladimir Putin is his friend who will do him a favor and end this war. Do you know how effing crazy that sounds? Putin has been waging this war for 10 years. Actually, longer than that. He's been waging war in Eastern Europe for a while, but since 2014, 11 years ago, he invaded Crimea. Since then, he has been relentlessly bombing, killing civilians, throwing millions of men into the meat grinder, spending trillions of dollars, very likely over the past decade, to wage these wars. But yeah, he likes Trump so much that he'll end the war just for Trump. After all of this bloodshed, all of these imperial ambitions, and this plan that he's worked for his whole life to restore the Soviet Empire, that's what it is, Trump. He likes you so much that he's going to make a ceasefire deal. It's not that he's tricking you. He's tricking you into going up with a temporary ceasefire so he can regain his armaments, get his men together, and then reinvade in 5 years like he does every time. No, he just likes you. That's what it is. Obviously, I'm being very, very aggressively sarcastic because Trump's idea of diplomacy is just based off of his own ego. Right here, you see a bunch of leaders together. I'll play this clip, but you see Zelensky standing next to Trump, next to Macron. Even on the right, you see Mark Rutte, who is the NATO chief. Let's watch this clip. Look, why does this dude have to be the center of attention? Like, literally the center. I understand that we're on home territory, but last time we were on home territory, he let Vladimir Putin speak first. Oh, this is all just very, very, I can't even say tiring, because I still have energy to fight back. I'm not tired yet, but I'm, to be honest, I've been furious. Over this past week, I have been very furious. Of course, I'm angry about everything, including ICE raids and other things. I'm not trying to devalue that, but when it comes to this, the way that Donald Trump has so haphazardly and idiotically approached the Russia-Ukraine war will only make any rational mind furious. The President of the United States is currently praising our biggest enemy, Russia, and Vladimir Putin, even taking his advice on election fraud, taking his advice on how to change our election systems, and in return, you know what we're getting? Nothing. We are getting tricked. Putin is still bombing and killing kids and civilians and abducting children, and Trump is just playing games. He's playing narcissistic ego games because he has no actual reality tests around him. So again, I'm rather furious that I'm a young dude, I'm 22 years old, and I know that people of many ages watch, but my entire future is now going to be spent trying to clean up this mess that Donald Trump has created with NATO and with other countries that now view us as an absolute joke. The rest of my life will likely be trying to clean up the fact that authoritarian countries across the globe are being propped up by Trump. You know what country he has the largest tariff on right now? The largest tariff is not on China or not on any other country that can actually help us. It's on Brazil. You don't know why it's on Brazil? It's because they are trying to prosecute the former president Bolsonaro, who tried a coup. So now Trump is using his leverage to involve himself in other countries and push them closer towards authoritarianism. Again, I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to clean this stuff up. And it honestly makes me disgusted, sad, and furious. Furious. But either way, let's take a step back. We are going to continue to fight. We are going to punch back hard. This Saturday, I'm doing a pro-democracy event in Omaha, Nebraska. You can be there. Go to wontbackdowntour.com. And as we head into the midterms, we will fight. We will continue to push back. And I'm eternally grateful to have you guys all here with me. So thank you. I love you all. And I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.